All right, I wanted to talk to you about kidney stones, doctor. And I read something recently that more people in the United States are getting kidney stones. Is that your understanding?
It is, yeah, for sure. I think we're up to about 10% of the United States population that has had a kidney stone.
Wow. What causes them?
It's a complex paradigm, but in general, in the end, it's all about the amount of water versus the amount of electrolytes that can become a stone and precipitate, which is why one of the best things that we can do is to really stay hydrated, especially in this Utah heat that we're having.
You know, that you mentioned heat, and I was thinking, I read something about how they have more problems in the southern part of the United States. One fella called it a stone alley, because,
Yeah.
and I wondered, is that because of the heat?
It is definitely because of the heat. Yeah. They have done studies basically stating so where what part of the country will be in that stone belt. And with predicting climate change, whether that stone belt, the percent of the country that will be in a stone belt in the next 50 years will double.
Wow. What kind of person is most susceptible to, given in equal dehydration levels? Is it older people or what?
No, it's not as much age as it is some comorbidities, things like diabetes, things like obesity can really put us at risk for kidney stones.
Once you get them once, are you more likely to have them again?
Unfortunately, it's about a 50% recurrence rate in 3 to 5 years.
Even if you drink lots and lots of water.
Well, we do what we can to try to mitigate risk, but it is both very hard to prevent kidney stones, but also very hard to change behavior. And so while we hope that people would drink more water, eat more fruits and vegetables, be on a healthy kidney stone diet, it is very hard to maintain that.
How
Kidney
young
stones
do
can be a horrible event, but they're very forgettable.
So like childbirth.
You're right. You have your stone, you're miserable, the event ends, and by the next week or two, you sort of move on with your life.
Right. Do young people ever get them? You know, teenagers?
Yes, they do. Yeah. There's an increasing prevalence of kids and teenagers with kidney stones now, for
Oh,
sure.
that. Wow, that's so disheartening. What does the, I mean, I, you know, what people talk about is it's the worst pain I've ever had in my life. If someone's listening, what should they be watching out for?
I don't think they have to look for stones. The stones will find them.
Gotcha. It's just a pain that's impossible to ignore.
Yes.
Yeah. Other than hydration and good eating, is there anything else? I mean, do people need to take a medication of any kind?
That's let that's sure there are medications for stones. There's both medications that can help you pass a stone, and there are medications that have been shown to prevent stones. But those are under specific scenarios.
Yeah.
But in a generalized fashion, we definitely encourage more hydration, somewhere between 60 and 90 ounces of fluid a day, which is somewhere between 2 and 3 liters, I believe, of fluid. And then we typically say less salt in your diet. Most stones are made up of calcium or calcium-based, and inside the kidney, salt and calcium switch with each other. So the more salt that you take in, the more calcium ends up in your urine.
Oh, wow, that's interesting. So, does
Yeah.
that mean, do we have to be concerned about drinking milk and taking in forms of calcium?
No, people with kidney stones should not limit their calcium intake
That, yeah.
from
All
food.
right, Tamara, would you mind sharing with
Gotcha.
me your
Yeah.
title? Not supplements, food.
We don't recommend it, calcium supplements for kidney stone formers.
Gotcha. That is all of my questions. Doctor, is there anything else you think that we should know?
Well, I think that, you know, kidney stones are so widely prevalent in our, both in our state and in our country, that it's, I think that in some ways we need a more wide platform to get more understanding and education and money for kidney stone research.
Are we about average in Utah compared to other states for the number of patients?
Yeah, like, you know, kidney stone per capita, yes.
Gotcha. And did you share with me that number in the beginning and I've forgotten already? Did you say what percentage of Americans do develop?
Approximately 1 in 10 have had a kidney stone.
Gotcha. Yeah. Doctor, thank you. Your time is so valuable. I so appreciate you taking a few minutes with me.
Oh, yeah, it was my pleasure.